What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Slow Show. The show where we talk slowly about science fiction. Fantastic worlds. So get ready to embark upon a journey of imagination. I want you to step into this universe with me, with an open mind. Most important thing, if there's anything that is important right now, is just to relax, because I think it's only when we are relaxed, our imaginations are able to grow wings and to soar. This is episode 5 of season 1. The Slow Show. The show where we talk slowly and we make sure to breathe. Let's step into the fantastic universe of the Chronoverse. Let us imagine that the year is 2042 and the world has gone through ups and downs, such that the culture of the world is nigh unrecognizable to us today. Because so much has changed. So much has been lost. Yet, at least for the time being, hope is present. Once again here, I should mention that two diametrically opposed factions rule the political landscape. These two factions are the futurists on the one hand, who believe technology to be paramount and progress to be sacred, and the humanists, who believe that there are certain essential human traits or qualities whose importance stand above the simple problem-solving attitude of technologists can possibly comprehend. And an uneasy equilibrium, an uneasy peace, has so far been brokered, been negotiated between these two opposed ideologies, so that at least for the time being, the people enjoy an era of relative peace and prosperity. The futurists have opted to solve the problems of,
and we are back. I apologize if it was a little bit jarring, but it's currently 10:20. My neighbor called me. Her name is Tina. She made this beautiful dish of baked sweet potatoes with marshmallow and brown sugar, and honestly, it tastes like almost caramel, but she says it's butter. That's why I had to pause the recording. But it's okay. There is a purpose to everything. But this channel, this slow show, as I mentioned time and time again, that purpose is for you to discover on your own. So let's get back to the topic at hand, perhaps after one more brief pause. But I'll be back. We're back. We're gone for quite a bit. About an hour. We take care of some odds and ends. But now I'm back and I'm fully present with you. Back to the slow show. Back to the vibration of pure imagination. Such a wonderful thing to be able to conjure up that which is beyond our experience, to build with nothing more than mind, thought, the emotions, to build nothing more than a feeling. And for me, I think what draws me since I was a boy to this activity of imagining, to allowing myself to get lost in reverie, is a sense of wonder, a sense of curiosity, a sense of freedom, which only exists in our imagination. I remember, now this is only tangentially related, but maybe you can decide for yourself how related it is. But I remember suddenly something my grandfather told me when I had gone back to Beijing. This was years ago, but I remember something very poignant, very profound, perhaps, that he said that was he said, love is sweet suffering and the realest form of fantasy. Love is the sweetest suffering and the realest fantasy. I think, in a way, perhaps all of our pains and joys in a way, it's all just an illusion. It's all just fantasy. Our attachments and our loss of attachments, which comes from having attachments, nothing but figments of imagination. But that is only as a pithy a saying, as it's no reason to not have attachments. It's not a reason to not suffer. It just is the way it is. The slow show continues, and we haven't really decided on a topic, have we? Well, I can tell you that the topic that I spent the most time thinking about and discussing with my artist today, discussing with Jesus from Chile, is the topic of fashion in the Chronoverse. topic of fashion. What do the people wear? How do they dress themselves up? Present themselves, to express themselves through their attire. That was the topic of our brainstorms, just brainstorming and delegation today. So many ideas, so many different kinds of approaches that we came up with to stimulate creativity, stimulate the creation of fashion of this universe. It's a very important topic, which is why we spent time today dedicated to this. To sum it up, I suppose there are two or three different approaches. I'll try to synthesize what we learned today and to share it with you. But bear with me if my synthesis is not ready made. I might have to think about it for a second. So one such approach I would consider the first principle approach is to think about fashion in the psychological perspective, from the perspective of the citizens of this universe, of the chronoverse, to put into account all the tumultuous times, the disasters and wars and tragedies that this world had been through. To consider what are the needs and what are the use cases, the narratives behind the different types of fashion. The first principle approach, I guess that is more of a narrative approach. The first principle approach, I think, is based on the technological possibilities available to the people in 2042. And these include a range of technologies such as the synth, which I mentioned in the previous episodes. It's a fine powder that can be turned into pretty much quite a few things. Smart fabric. So just imagine smart fabric that can, well, be smart. It can have visual properties. You can hook up your clothes to your devices to control the display. You could display moving, swirling patterns. customize it. You can have your clothes react to your environment and or your mood. Smart fabric. Part of the first principle approach. What is first principle? It was basically going back to facts we know about something, facts that are not deduced, but really everything is deduced, you know. Nothing is truly a fact, nothing is truly known, right? But as a principle, it's very powerful because it sort of is a form of simplification to break something down to its most essential components, and to go from there to construct, right? It's especially useful if you are dealing with a field or a question which many people have tried to they have already formed certain patterns of thought. Sometimes it's very important that we're able to start fresh, to rebuild. Sometimes to go forward, you have to go back. To create, you have to first break apart. First principle approach, and then there is the narrative approach, which is to consider the historical context, all that the people have been through. And then finally, I think the third approach, I'll give examples, but the third approach is the first principle approach, which is to break things down to facts, try to synthesize facts and then to reconstruct using facts. So in terms of fashion, it is to recognize, to list out, to really break down the component technologies that are available for innovation in 2042. And the second is the narrative, the historic approach, to consider where the citizens of where the citizens are in this historical context, what they've been through, right? So the conclusion is that it's anachronistic. Anachronism is a major factor here, is that there are people who hearken back to an ancient time, more simpler time, that these traditional cultures are a, even though they might not provide direct value as technology does, but it creates real value, it provides real value for people. Because something for people to believe in. It's an aesthetic, it's a sense of identity and belonging, which sometimes makes a world of difference. Because, well, I mean, everything is a construction. powerful cultural identity can bring strangers together and create trust and opportunity for collaboration, which would have otherwise been impossible to achieve. Finally, third is the approach, I think a very specific approach, which is to contrast the two factions, the futurist and the humanist factions, to compare them, to put them side by side, to compare and contrast, to allow each of their personalities, their characters to come out in this kind of opposition against one another. And I think this is probably one of the most, I would consider, the most powerful forms of generating ideas, because I think it comes very naturally from the nature of character, or nature of distinction in the first place, is that things, they stand out in contrast. It's almost like things only exist in contrast. You can describe something that is extremely big, but it's under the assumption that it's big compared to other things which are small. Good and evil, pretty much all these positive and negative connotations, character, personality, only exist when they're distinguished from some other possible configuration, some other state of existence. So, as you can see, maybe it's in my nature to be somewhat philosophical. I do enjoy allowing my imagination to roam, but I also enjoy this kind of analytical process, which I used just now to try to break down the process of creativity in exploring the subject of fashion today. It's a lot of fun. So to summarize again, the three methodologies used for creativity today are, do you remember? Number one, first principles, to break something down to basic truths and to construct, to reconstruct based on those basic truths. Number two is to try to put the discussion in a historical context, to take on the perspective of the society and the historical reasoning behind these types of fashions. This is a path of empathy, perhaps. first is the path of logic. And third of all is the path of, contrast. And more specifically in our case is the contrast between two factions. The two factions which are in this struggle in the Chronoverse. The futurists and the humanists. And with that, let's conclude today's episode. And I want to thank you and say that I'm happy to be here. I've been able to make this recording despite multiple instances of interruptions. I'm glad that I was able to stick it through. You're listening to episode 5 of The Slow Show, the show where there is a purpose, but the purpose is for you to discover on your own. Good night.